the Great American Comeback is underway, and the latest jobs numbers coming out yesterday, less than a million people applying for unemployment for the first time in 5 months since the pandemic really took off. More than 9 million jobs created since May, surpassing market expectations by 12 million. 4 million in leisure and hospitality, 1.5 million in retail, 1.2 million in education, healthcare jobs, the jobs being added back. It's a V-shaped recovery, at least thus far. Just one of the examples of what's going on in America. Aaron Parini here, the director of press communications for the 2020 Trump campaign and the Women for Trump bus tour, is going to head to Michigan shortly, Aaron, and probably talk about jobs and the expansion and the comeback. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, you're right. I mean, we are out here. We are on the road. We are talking to supporters. We were in Ohio yesterday, in Michigan today on the Women for Trump bus tour, talking about the Great American Comeback, talking about what President Trump has done to really move America forward, even as Democrats at every step of the way have tried and stopped him. And we're excited to be on the road. Yesterday was fantastic in Ohio, so Michigan's going to be great as well.
I assume, you know, Ohio was one of the first states here in 2016 that really started to show that it was going to shift Trump. And that was the summer of 2016. I see more of the same happening now. It's going to be a close election. I think that's fair to say. But as we get closer to the election, the polls are tightening. The latest poll has it at 4 points nationally. In the swing states, it's even closer. And when I see polls that say, you know, 8, 10 points, I know better than that. So do you. And I think the Trump campaign is heading into positive territory. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. President Trump is on the rise and really at the right time going into this campaign cycle, right? We're in the last 80-some-odd days before Election Day, and the polls are still getting it wrong. There was actually a recent poll that came out that had President Trump at the exact same number of a likelihood of the chance he would win as they did in 2016. And so we know, internally we know, and I can tell you, especially on the ground in Ohio yesterday, Ohio for sure is Trump country. Michigan looks like it's going to be great as well. I mean, the president made promises and he kept them in a way that has never happened before in this country. And we know that we know where our voters are. We know how to get in touch with them and how to turn them out. And we're going to continue to do that.
You know, you talk about the chance of the president winning. Put it 29%. I looked at this, probably the same thing you're talking about. 29% the chance of the president winning re-election. Came out yesterday, mm-hmm. maybe the day before. Actually, 4 years ago, going into Election Day, some places gave Hillary Clinton a 99% chance to win and a 98% chance to win. Of course, that all proved to be nonsense and noise. I don't think people – I just don't think they get it, Aaron. I don't think they get it. You were in Ohio. You're going to be in Michigan. I don't think people inside the Beltway or in Manhattan understand why people vote for Donald Trump. They can call us racist. They can call us names. They don't get it. That's not what we are. We're just people that believe in America and working hard and looking out for our families and doing the best we can. That's the people that vote for Donald Trump. Your thoughts?
I mean, that's right. And you know, the hidden Trump voter, the silent majority, it's real. It's real in this country. I know I saw a recent survey that said, you know, over 60% of Americans don't talk about politics or share their political voices. And it's easy to understand why, because Trump voters get attacked. We get called racist and bigots, and some get actually violently assaulted. There was a black Trump supporter who was murdered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, you know, that is real. But what else is real is the fact that they're going to show up on Election Day. They're going to show up and they're going to vote for this guy because they know what he's done and they know that he's going to continue to do it. So maybe they aren't at your local Victory Center or they aren't out knocking doors, but on Election Day, they're going to show up. And the Beltway elite hate that they haven't figured out President Trump, and they hate that they haven't figured out why people support him the way they do. But that's their problem. And America's winning under President Trump, and we're going to continue to fight to make sure he wins again.
Aaron Parini here, Director of Press Communications for the 2020 Trump campaign. Aaron, give me an idea. Kamala Harris added to the ticket with Joe Biden. 2 days in a row, taken no questions at all. Yesterday, it kind of looked like they fled from the cameras, which is unusual for a politician, to say the least. Usually, they're in love with cameras and microphones. What do you think about the selection of Kamala Harris? What do you think about them not taking questions?
Well, you know, Kamala Harris solidifies what we have been saying the entire time on the campaign, which is This is the farthest radical left-wing ticket in political history. And it's clear that Joe Biden thinks that he can check boxes when it comes to trying to find a VP nominee for himself. And Kamala, I don't really think, likes him very much. But she's going to do what needs to be done to move her political motives forward. And it's clear that she's a radical liberal. She is, on a voting record alone, the most liberal senator in the United States Senate, even making Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren blush with her voting record. And that's what we're going to talk about with the American people. And not taking questions, it's because they're afraid. They're afraid of actually doing what Donald Trump does, and that's putting America first and standing up for what they believe in. They think it's easier to just make a statement and run, and the media is letting them.
Well, let me ask you this before we let you go. We've got about 60 seconds here. Give me an idea, Aaron. When are you going to be in Michigan? Where are you going to be in Michigan? How can people come see the women that are supporting President Trump in person?
Yeah, so we're going to be all across the state of Michigan. The best way is to contact your local county party. See if we're coming to a neighborhood near you. We're going to be on the road all day, and we're going to be back in Michigan really soon, the same way we're going to be in Wisconsin on Sunday and going forward from there. But we're excited, and it's going to be a great, you know, great grassroots day talking to supporters.
There you go. Aaron Perini is the director of the press communications for the 2020 Trump campaign. Women for Trump, the bus tour coming to Michigan, so you can call your local Republican Party, see if it's going to be in the neighborhood. If not, you can jump in the car and go find them. Aaron, greatly appreciated here. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
There you have it, Grand Aaron Perini here on the program. So the bus tour coming your way. Michigan, the most important state of all, so said the New York Times several months ago. They were right then. It's still true today. The number one swing state in America is Michigan, which is why we bring it to you every single day right here on the program. 52 after, you're in the No Panic Zone. Quick break. We'll be right back.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without one love bears heavy on my mind.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.